Yeah, I said at half time we had to play for pride. And, you know, the players did that. I mean, the first half performance, the football was actually very good. It's just the abysmal defending for the three goals. you know, even at 1-0, an awful, the first one was a rubbish goal from a corner. Just an absolute free header. It's not acceptable. And then we had a couple of great chances. It's a stonewall penalty for a handball at 1-0 that wasn't given right in front of the referee. And then, you know, so up to that last 5 minutes of the first half, we were on top and looked the better team, creating the better chances. But then, you know, the two goals we conceded just on the stroke of half-time are against schoolboy defending. And, you know, not good enough. You're asking for trouble. You can't expect to get back from giving a team three goals. And I'd say the overall play was good. That's what makes it even more frustrating. That's why I'm so angry now, because if we'd played really badly and got absolutely smashed, then so be it. But, you know, everything, you know, the way I saw the game, and you look at the stats and that afterwards, we had more shots, more crosses, sort of virtually 60-40 possession. But if you defend like that, you're going to be in trouble, and that's why we lost the game.
If that McCormack chance goes in the first half, it could have been a different set of circumstances, different scenario.
Well, it would have been, you know, there's no getting away from that. If the handball had been given as well, you know, we could have come in 2-1 up, but they weren't given, we didn't get them, and then we conceded two sloppy goals at the end of the half. So, like I say, that's what makes it even more frustrating. If we played poorly, we're soundly beaten, it's almost easier to take. But when you play good football, create good opportunities, good chances, and then you defend like we did for the three goals, that's what makes it so galling to take.
Can you take a sort of a 0-0 in the second half as a positive?
Well, I said to the players at half-time, you know, you're 3-0 down, you've got to play for pride. And you know, we've got fans that have travelled a long way to come and watch them. And we need to give them something, you know, to believe in a little bit. And, you know, the players did that second half. But, I mean, you know, we had some really good chances second half. And I felt we could have played all night and not scored tonight. It was one of those nights. But when you get them, that's when you roll your sleeves up, you fight and scrap, and you come away with a 0-0, like we did at Millwall. You know, and could have won that one. But, you know, we're not getting decisions. There was an offside goal, Millwall, that was a good goal. There was a blatant handball today and stuff. But listen, we're not getting decisions at the moment, but we make our own luck by doing the right things. And, you know, like I say, the defending was not good enough for the three goals tonight.
Has Scott Parker got an injury, or did you just not want to play him two games in a week? It must be, you have to really kind of manage him, I suppose.
Well, we've got to manage him. You know, Scott's 34 and he's the type of player he is. He's, you know, he's all action, all energy, and we need to be careful with him. He's very important to us. You know, playing Saturday, Tuesday, which is what we've got, is very difficult for anyone. But, you know, for a 34-year-old who plays the way he does, we've got to be careful with him.
And some nasty games coming up as well. You'll need some characters, because otherwise, you know, that gap to the drop zone will start to shrink.
Well, absolutely, of course, yeah. So, no, we need, you know, I'm under no illusions, and, you know, made sure the players know exactly afterwards, you know, the situation we're in. And listen, great, we win a couple of games, no problem, but we've got to go and win them.